Hello everyone, my name is Yuki and I'm a student of Showa Women's University. Today we have a special guest here. Hi Kevin.
Hello Yuki.
How are you?
Good, very good, yes.
Kevin is a teacher at Showa Women's University. He teaches communication related with computer. Today we would like to talk about his story of Colorado.
Colorado. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
When did you move to Colorado?
Well, I've only lived in Colorado for 1 year.
1 year?
Yes, a long time ago. When I was in high school, my father took a year off. He was a high school teacher. And he took a year off to study. And he went to the University of Colorado to study for a year. And of course, we went with him. And so I lived in Colorado when I was 15 and 16 years old. I changed from 15 and 16. So I learned how to drive there and had kissed my first girlfriend there and did a lot of first things over there in Colorado. And then we came back and I finished high school back in Chicago. The whole family was from Chicago, but over the years, many years, my brothers and sisters and my parents and even some cousins have moved from Chicago area to Colorado.
Do you think Colorado has some differences with Chicago?
Oh, yes. Chicago, first of all, doesn't have very good weather. In Chicago, it's the winter is like Sapporo and the summer is like Tokyo.
Kind
of, yes. Colorado, though, is much does snow a lot. Yes. But it never gets very, very cold.
Yeah.
So it gets a little bit cold enough to snow. There's lots of snow. And sometimes the sun will come out the next day and melts all the snow and it's all gone. Yeah. Sometimes it stays for a few days. Yeah, but it's very, very sunny. They say, for example, in Tokyo, you have about in Colorado, they have 300 days of sun. A year, and only 60 days that are cloudy or rainy.
That's nice.
It's really nice. Oh. It's a very dry climate. The capital of Colorado is very high. It's about 1,700 meters.
Yeah.
And therefore, the air is very, very thin. So you have to be careful about the sun because you're a lot closer to the sun. It's very easy to get a sunburn. But other than that, it's wonderful. In the summer, it gets hot, but it's very dry, so it's very easy. And they've got Rocky Mountains right there, which is the biggest, the best part. Because you can go up into the mountains, it's cool in the summer. And in the winter, you go skiing and camping and bicycling and all kinds of good stuff. Yeah.
Did you go to climbing a lot?
Climbing? Hiking.
Climbing
is very difficult. You have to be technical, and it's a little bit dangerous. And I enjoy much more hiking. Or you can say there's a kind of mountain climbing where you hike, and it's not actually like going up the side of a cliff or anything like that. But you do, it's climbing mountains, but you follow a trail and you go all the way up to the top. Yes, yes, I really enjoy that.
How often do you go back to Colorado?
About once a year. Yeah, I try to get back at least once a year to see family and just enjoy and make touch with American culture and renew and find out what the newest slang words are so that I can, teach better that way as well.
Which lifestyle do you like, Japanese or Colorado ones?
Some of the things much better in Colorado. The houses are cheaper. You can get bigger houses. Easier to get a job, I think, in many ways. And you don't have to work as hard, I think. But it depends on the situation. Now it's becoming more and more people that are working there have to work really hard, a lot harder than they used to. But it's a very relaxed place, and people are very friendly, and it's, so it's a nice, it's not as hurried and rushed and nasty and mean as Tokyo. But it's a little bit more dangerous. There's things that you have to worry about. People, well, a little bit, sometimes drugs, and sometimes, criminals breaking in or violence sometimes.
More than Japan?
It's a relatively safe city, but yeah, more than Japan, yes.
Okay, Kevin, thank you for being on the show today. His story was very interesting and funny. It's been a real pleasure having you on. Kevin, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.